When Zhang Yang lowered her head to stare at Zhou Jingmeng, she suddenly realized that every encounter arranged by fate was not a sudden accident. Perhaps she did not know it at that time. A doomed encounter, one gaze in class, one the momentary heartbeat will affect them in the future. In the summer of 2007, the recovered Shen Wenghui wanted to invite Zhuang Jia and Zhang Yang to dinner as a thank you last time. When Zhang Yang met, Zhou Jingmeng dressed like a student. They write down their dreams together when they eat, and the people they draw will become the guardians of each other's dreams. Qin Zhen's dream is to be a flight attendant, and Shen Yinghua's dream is to be a ballerina. Zhang Yang and Zhou Jingmeng were drawn to each other's dreams. Zhang Yang said that he had no dreams, so they didn't write them. Zhou Jingmeng did not write it down either, and Zhang Yang naturally did not say. However, on the way back to the dormitory, Zhang Yang told her that she hadn't written her dream because she hadn't realized it yet, and Zhou Jingmeng also admitted that her dream was to be a writer. The military training came to an end, and the results of the military training of the 6th grade of high school were displayed well, and the instructors let them rest in place. After getting along for so long, they had long been feelings with the instructor and took a group photo with the instructor. Never wanted to be seen by teacher Zhou, the dean of teaching, who severely criticized them and robbed Qin Zhen's mobile phone. Zhang Yang was very angry, and wanted to do something to the aggressive teacher Zhou. Zhou Jingmeng knelt down and hugged his legs to calm him down. Zhang Yang really calmed down slowly. After the last military theory class was over, Qin Zhen took Zhou Jingmeng out. The notebook that Zhou Jingmeng put on the table was dropped to the ground. At this time, Zhou Jingmeng didn't know it. Qin Zhen told her about Zhang Yang. He was admitted by the school basketball team as a freshman in high school. Zhou Jingmeng didn't change his face. When she saw early morning, Qin Zhen's eyes were straight and everyone around was playing, only he was still reading. She learned that Wei Chen's family situation was not good, but he did not let the school teacher take special care of him, but instead used his own efforts to get what he wanted. For Qin Zhen, Wei Chen is like a high-quality idol and she wants to make friends with him. When the two returned to the classroom, Zhou Jingmeng discovered that someone had torn up her own notebook and folded it into a paper airplane. She was angry and ran downstairs to retrieve the paper one by one regardless of the bell ringing. Zhang Yang kindly picked up two for her, accidentally hurt her nose, causing it to bleed. Sending her to the infirmary to see her injuries, Zhang Yang intimately inserted the earphones into her ears to relax her. Zhang Yang took Zhou Jingmeng's book and looked at it. The book was written about novels, but the characters in it were written entirely by Zhang Yang himself. Zhang Yang looked with relish and couldn't help but raise the corners of his mouth. The military training has made her a transparent figure in the school since she was a child. Everyone said that Zhou Jingmeng was very courageous, but only Zhou Jingmeng knew it. The moment she pulled Zhang Yang, she was nervous and stomach aches. She held Zhang Yang's courage, like an innate instinct. In 2015, it was still the scene of classmates gathering. Zhou Jingmeng saw the note in her hand, which wrote Shen Weihua's plan. She wanted to find Zhang Yang. Zhou Jingmeng was full of thoughts. He drank a lot of wine that night and was sent back by Shen Lily. Like Shen Yanwan, she kept the scarf that symbolized their friendship, which was a trace of Zhang Yang's existence. Shen Lingguan answered the phone for Zhou Jingmeng, who was Zhang Yang who hadn't contacted them for a long time. Shen Wenghuan realized that Zhang Yang might have been in contact with Zhou Jingmeng. Selfishly, Shen Wenghuan deleted the call records on Zhou Jingmeng's mobile phone.